All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
How are you?
I'm all right, yeah. What about you? How was your long-ass day?
Are you recording?
No, not yet. Do you want me to record?
Always record, Dave.
Always record. Okay, recorded now. Hello?
Is it working? Say something?
Yeah, it seems to be working.
How was my long-ass day? Really fucking long, man. You know, like, where we get on to the M25, I have to get on from the M1.
Yeah.
And then where I have to get off for work is, like, halfway around the M25. Well, when I was leaving work today, there was like a 40-minute delay going back the way I came. So I had to go the other way around, which is an extra like 10 miles or whatever. But man, so I've driven around the whole of London today.
Pretty much.
And
you pretty
still got stuck in traffic.
Sometimes there's these little routes off of the motorways and stuff that can seem like they're shorter, but actually because you're moving.
Yeah.
They actually take the same amount of time as if you would have sat in traffic.
Yeah, I mean, I'm very much of the ilk of I'd rather sit in traffic for 10 minutes on a road that I know than have to follow a sat-nav through, like, the fucking arse end of Watford or some shit like that. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, because you'll be going that side, so Slough, Watfordy way, you know. I know the routes from there because that's the way I used to travel all the time, but... like for someone that doesn't know it, it would be a mindfuck.
Yeah, I just like put on the radio, put on some music, and I'm just like, I'm cruising, baby, at 10 miles an hour in the world's largest car park.
The M25 is the world's largest car park.
It's,
agreed.
It's a fucking joke, bro. It was a joke, but yeah, we're home. I've done this is nothing to people that actually drive, but I've done about 6 hours of driving today. I mean, you used to drive in the fucking army. You fucking... probably done way more than that all the time.
You can do up to 8 hours driving in a day professionally now.
Oh, I thought it was 10.
Or one day you can take it up to 10, one day in a week, but that's only in a fortnight. You can have one at 9 hours, one at 10 hours. There's like different rules that you have to abide to. But yeah, like driving is very strenuous, which has been highlighted over the cut past few years, and then, you know, that's what there's regulations on big trucks driving so long.
We have a lot of our listeners are truck drivers, actually. They like, I remember, like, I don't think we've had a new one come in for a long time, but we had a spat of new people coming into our Discord, be like, oh, hi guys, found your podcast, I'm a truck driver, so I'm already up to episode 38 or something like that. Like, Jesus Christ, I couldn't do that.
Yeah, technically I'm a train truck driver. I can become a...
You're a trained truck driver.
Trained. Trained. But I don't use my license as that. You know, I do the... you know, I only use it for my weight categories so I can test drive them vehicles. But yeah. My day was less strenuous than that, but I was up at plus 46 degrees today.
What?
I'm in the climatics chamber at work at the moment, working on our vehicle. So last week I was down at minus 46 and this week I'm at plus 46.
Oh my God, what does minus 46 feel like?
Your body doesn't register coldness after minus 30. So...
well, what the fuck does minus 30 feel like?
It feels fucking cold. You start getting pins and needles in your fingers if you haven't got the appropriate clothing on, but
really?
I use the correct layer system and stuff. But when it come to a point, I could basically walk into the climatics chamber through the, like, air-vented doors, you know, like the airlocked door.
Well, like you have in that Resident Evil film, the lasers come out.
Well, it's no lasers come out and no child speaks to me. but no, it's like that. It is like an airlock door like that. But I could walk in there in my normal work uniform and just, you know, for 3-4 seconds be extremely cold. But then I'd be in the back door of our vehicle and then door shut because it'd have the heatings on and it was to see how long that the heating system of the vehicle could sustain being on at the same, you know, with the batteries at minus 46, and it was timed, and you'd go in the back and use a bit of equipment every now and then come out of the climatic chamber. But yeah, it was plus 16 inside the vehicle. So actually...
Oh, that's all right.
I only had to do a little bit of work on the outside of the vehicle, but on the inside of the vehicle, it's just, it's toasty, man. It's got heaters inside. It's all good, man. Like, aircon's running. Well, it's plus 46. It's fucking gleaming.
Where in the world is minus 46?
The lowest recorded was a minus 93, I think, and that was somewhere in Siberia.
Or
Arctic Circle, but
much
Siberia Arctic
war
Circle
going on in the, is it the polar bears and the fucking killer whales?
Yeah, the killer whales. They're coming at you. Orcas like coming at you.
Yeah, the polar bears with their black market arms.
Yeah,
madness. Well, I feel like you had a much better day than me, I'm not gonna lie.
It was a weird day. It was a weird day.
Enough fucking shop talk, shall we?
Yeah.
What kind of plug are you going to give me today? A bath plug?
All ear plugs? Ear plugins. Butt plugins.
I was going to say, what other plugs are there? And I knew. Yeah.
An
I didn't
EU
have
plug.
To wait long
an EU
you...
or an EU plug or a UK plug. Okay.
A plug converter? A travel plug?
Oh, one of them bad boy travel plugs from Team U. Yes, boy.
I had to set up some phones at work to give to some of the guys.
Yeah.
And fucking Samsung automatically started downloading Temu, or whatever how you say it. I was like, what the fuck? I just uninstalled that shit straight away. I was like, what the fuck?
It's
started
weird that
downloading
your
that and
company phones use Samsung. Ours are all iPhone, which I hate. Like,
yeah, it's because I'll fucking... Yeah, I'm a, whatever, they're all just... I mean, we buy, like, thousands of phones, so the cheapest ones are Android, don't they?
Yeah.
So I guess that's why. Bulk buy. Anyway, I started downloading that and TikTok. And I was like, oh, it's fucking spyware! It's spyware!
TikTok. They're listening to you go, well, we should really get back onto our TikTok, boys. See?
Right, what kind of plug are you going to give us?
I'm going to say, you can catch us on these nerds. Spotify is the main one. You can catch us on all the podcast platforms, and we're even on YouTube. We're a little bit slower on the YouTube. YouTube is not what we want to be coming from. We are podcasters. We are using the main thing of Spotify. But we are currently doing co-streams on Twitch and YouTube. Angie doing the YouTube, me doing the Twitch. But it's, you'll be able to catch us live on them.
I'm going to be doing a stream, I think, on the Wednesday just gone for when this episode comes out. Actually, no, it's not. It's the Wednesday before. So, catch that one in the past.
Catch it's that one in the nether.
You never plug our merch store, Dave.
I don't plug our merch store. I also don't have any of the merch from the merch store, which I should really do.
I think this is a real big fucking problem that I've got with you at the moment.
Oh, that's the only problem. Okay,
it's
cool.
Not the only problem by a long shot. But it's quite high up on the list.
Okay, I can knock that one off then next month.
It's just underneath whatever you're eating right now.
Yeah, well, I had a...
Here come the excuses. Yeah,
I had a lace in my mouth. Right? And you were dealing with all the stuff and you fixed it fast enough for, all right?
Fucking chat. It bollocks the... The listeners don't even know we just had technical problems.
No, they don't. So
that's what you get with an edited podcast. Sorry, no, we got frigging merch store, boys. And...
Oh, yeah, we have got a merchy-durchy.
Okay, that's a thing. Well, it's not a thing. And the community spotlight. This is our story. Remember to drop your links into our Discord, tag shit on Twitter.
Hashtag talent for Daisy.
Oh, he's got it. So we can make the next article. The last two articles have been sick. And we've actually onboarded a new writer to talk about all the console stuff, The Greedy Peasant. So that should be fun. And without further ado, shall we crack on with this episode?
We shall.
This episode is episode 86. Listen to this.
Got him.
That's right, episode 86. We are going to be discussing all things Audible with Daisy today. Hey, I almost sound like a legit podcast host. What's going on? I'm like being...
Because you have a professional mic.
I'm being informative. And I just listened. Do you know that sometimes when you have an out-of-body experience and you go... Usually, it's go, what you just said there was really fucking boring. that's what usually happens to me. But I was like, Andy, you're actually pretending to be a podcast host rather than just having a stupid chat.
Yeah, I got the episode idea.
I'm sorry, guys, it won't happen again.
Yeah, too professional, sir. I got this episode idea after I'd done a little run on Alteria with Defcon.
Ooh.
And I bumped into a...
Where the fuck was
member
I?
...member of our Discord. You were not around. You were with Lady Andy.
I weren't invited.
Nah, you were invited.
Weren't invited.
It was after you left, after we'd done the...
you waited until I left.
No, after you'd done Discord games.
Oh, shit. Yeah, I was super tired, to be
so
fair.
We went on Alteria, and I bumped into this fella called Gunslinger, right? And he says to me, I fucking can't spot no one from nowhere. And I said to myself, I went, actually, I know people with good eyes, like Hawk Eyes. You have got great eyes on Daisy, hence why we always put you as Overwatch. Wesley, our Dutch friend, great eyes. Defcon's got good eyes. Mark's got good eyes. Me, on the other hand, I've got a good set of Astros. And I can hear a lot of things. I always think, and I always go with that, did I just hear a gun change, or did I hear someone shiver?
Mm.
Or was that someone loading in the distance? Because a load is fucking loud.
Mm-hmm.
Or was that someone, you know, when someone stood and they pivot and you hear,
yeah,
you know, that,
when they just
that
spawn
I
in.
Hear that very well. Yeah, you're hearing spawn in. So, and I come to think of it, actually, 8 times out of 10, I hear people.
Before you see them.
Before I see them. So, I want to talk about the audible changes, or not just guns and the stuff, but just how actual, like, prevalent it is to have a good, like, good sense of hearing in Daisy. Good sense
of hearing. Now, this is a dangerous episode. We do this a lot, and we try and steer away from these episodes where we might talk about something, then next week it becomes defunct. And we have done that a few times. Dave likes to say, we've trod in the shit, right?
Yeah, we've been stepping in the bullshit.
Yeah, stepping in the bullshit. And we try to avoid that as much as possible. And for some reason, we've both agreed that, okay, let's do that as this episode. In the middle of DayZ, Bohemia making all of these changes to audio at the moment.
Yeah.
We're just living on the edge. Fucking rebels, Dave.
Yeah, I think we should probably start it off as, if we're being as semi as professional, if we had an itinerary, we should start off with gun sounds. A lot of them changing lately.
Okay.
For one.
I really like the new shotgun sound.
And I really like the new SKS hand cannon. Sounds like a fucking artillery piece.
Do you know what does sound fucking mad? The SV-98 sounds like a beaut, doesn't it?
It's so fucking good.
Yeah, the sound design is wonderful. It is really good. It's all directional and things like that. And learning, we've spoken about this before, where learning the gun sounds do play a part to your survival and how you approach a subject or how you approach a situation. Because if you know someone's, like, just firing a pistol, you can kind of judge their maximum distance and how far away they are. It's like, is it 300? No, that's not right, is it? Is it 300 meters? That's not right.
For a pistol?
Or is that a silenced pistol?
Nah, I don't know. I don't think I've ever been hit over 20 meters with a pistol.
Hang on. Right, I'm gonna see the maximum. This is clearly a Wobo. Pistols only. Oh, you definitely can hear it. Hang on.
I'll hear it.
I found it. Pistols,
okay.
All of them, yeah, all of them are 1,000 meters.
Yeah, 1K.
1K, baby.
1K, so you can hear them 1K away. And there is a distinct difference in each pistol sound.
Yeah.
You can tell if someone's got a shy IJ to a, CR-75.
Yeah, Deagle. Like, they do set.
Deagle.
They're quite easy to tell apart, I think.
I think the most lethal pistol, and I really wish you could silence it, and I really wish that you could... Yeah, it's the revolver. I do love the 357 revolver.
Yeah. Oh, bro, the Longhorn, you can only hear from 700 metres.
Yeah, Longhorn has, like, a small audio, I think.
That's weird.
The Longhorn is such a good gun to get hold of early game, I reckon. I reckon they need to stop spawning at, like, tier 2 and just spawn early.
Mm.
Spawn, like, coastal.
Yeah.
I always say that about the Scout as well. The Scout's got a low audible sound.
It's got a great
sound on the reload as well. We always comment on that.
It does, yeah. The Pioneer is 2,600.
Yeah.
So the Pioneer is the quietest rifle, apart from the VSSs,
Yeah.
Madness. So there, it's, you might not know, but the shot sounds are a blend of three audio files. You've got a straight up gunshot, you've got a mid-distance gunshot, then you've got a far away gunshot. Now, let's take the pistol for example. And I honestly don't know what the range is. I'm sure we could find out. But let's, for the sake of argument, 1 meter to 333 meters, right? That will play the fully blown gunshot, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then and then 333 to 666, that will play the mid-range. Then 667 to 999, that will play the long range. Now, there is an overlap in them. So let's say from 200 to 400, that overlaps both the short range and the mid-range, will play both audio files, but at like a different volume, dependent on where you are in distance relation to that gun. And that's how
it's quite a complex thing, man.
Yeah. And that's how it gets that unique sound of having that, or it's very, so I don't know, if someone, otherwise what would happen is you'd get someone at 333 meters and it would sound close up, and then they'd move 1 meter away and it would sound medium away, and you'd know exactly it'd be very difficult, but you could work out exactly where they were, you know what I mean? And it would sound odd too, right? So it'd sound weird, but it blends through that audio frequencies, like the loudness, right? And the distance and how they sound. I think that's super clever.
I think it's super clever as well, because technically, when I was in the army,
apparently
we used to judge our enemy's distance from the crack of the bullet when it landed around you or went past your head to the bang of the actual rifle. And then you can count in between that, and it will tell you how far away they are. I think it's like 350 meters to one Mississippi sort of thing. So, you know, some people could be a KOA, or, you know, it's just, it's mad. But, we called it like the crack bang theory. You know, because obviously Big Bang Theory, blah, blah, blah.
All right, yeah, that's why.
That's why, yeah.
Not because there's a crack and a bang, but
there's a crack and you can hear the
because
bang.
Because the army are massive fans of Sheldon Cooper.
Well, no, they just enjoy rhyming. They like using rhymes.
Okay. That would depend on the bullet speed, velocity, the rifle it was shot from.
That's getting, it would do, and it would all do. But, like, literally, there's just a general rule. Where with DayZ, every single rifle sounds different. Every pistol has a different sound. And like me and Andy were saying, if you're rocking around with a IJ and you hear someone shooting an SKS in Starry, you need to up armor somehow. You can't push that.
So the maximum amount of distance you can hear any rifle or any weapon from is 3,400 meters. So if you hear, you know, you hear those really distant gunshots.
Yeah.
The maximum distance they can be away from you is 3,400 meters. Now that's your Mosin, Savannah, Blaze, Tundra, VSD, that kind of stuff. Even the SSG has that range.
Oh wow.
Yeah, you wouldn't think it, would you? But it does. And that's a long ass distance. But you're right. Getting to know or getting used to that. If you pay attention to it, you can pick it up really easy. It's quite an intuitive thing to pick up once you start thinking about it. You know what I mean?
Because I know on patches, a lot of streamers, they get so used to playing the game DayZ and they get used to the SKS sounds, they get used to shotgun sounds, they get used to even tracking down sounds and pushing the fights. And I remember about three patches ago, they started changing like distance of sounds and shots and stuff. And a few of the streamers weren't best pleased because then they found it very hard to go and push a fight, go find a fight, and it really affected their content. They really modeled themselves on going to push a fight and going to kill someone or third party and things, and they just really couldn't hone their hearing to find out where that shot was. And it is prevalent now, you know, with the change of the SKS. Like, everyone's probably now used to the change of the SKS, but there are people that, you know, were so used to the old sound of the SKS, we were like, what new gun is that?
What the fuck is that? It's scary as well. It sounds scary, man. But That's not going to be the last gun they change, man. They're going to be changing quite a few of them, I reckon. They've just done all the shotguns. They're going to change something else. I guarantee it. When it's
they
not
might move
over.
On to Bolties next. I reckon they'll move maybe. On to Bolties.
Do you know what I don't agree with?
What?
The Sporter can be heard 100 metres further than a Longhorn.
I do agree with that.
What?
You got to think about barrel length.
A 22 over a 308.
Yeah, that's true. But that 308's put in that breech bit a little bit differently than how much room's inside the barrel and the breech of the Sporter. But that's going really in depth. That's talking about like inches inside the breech and the barrel. But then that's not what I'm into, man. But technically there would be a lot more room and echo in from the LR than it would be the brake barrel of the Longhorn.
Nah.
Yeah.
I'm just saying no, straight up, not agreeing with it.
Because so it's pretty similar to the British Army rifle, the SA-80. It has a massive breech. Like the whole back of the rifle is practically a breech. It's much louder than the M4 and M16.
Wait, what part's the breech? The bit where
Bit where the round goes off and the cocking handle shoots back.
Right.
That's the breech. That's the bit where the casing's ejected. Now, if that bit is larger and has, you know, and it's not as compact, it will resonate and make a louder sound.
Science, guys. Are you getting this? On Friendly, a DayZ podcast, you're getting science. I don't know how true it is, but it's science.
The facts be the facts. Text be the text.
And the breach be the breach.
Breaching breaches.
Everybody knows that Dave's a little beach.
Beaches.
Yeah, okay. So they're making a lot of changes with the guns. I mean, yeah, they're doing it. And I think it's good because this isn't the only thing they're changing with the sound. They're changing loads of things with the sound and things that have needed changing for a long time. Like, for instance, you could hear someone making rags for the same amount of distance that you could hear someone walking.
Yeah, it's mad. That is, I think that's mad.
Like, that's great. Like, I think everything was around 50 meters. I think some things were a little bit less than that, like 30 meters.
Things
that
are definitely
like that.
Louder. Like, they've, like, I find when I spawn in, I like to sit still for at least a minute.
Yeah.
Okay. So you make that when your 2 feet hit the ground, you make that.
Yeah.
Don't you? So you can hear when someone spawns in, they make a double foot movement, like land on the ground.
Yeah.
And so I sit still for 5 minutes after spawning in. Or no, so I'll stay at least a minute to 2 minutes. And the things that I hear the most are loading.
Yeah.
Loading a magazine is the loudest thing on this game. It's mad. And eating.
Ah, yeah.
Crunchy strawberry jam is the one.
Yeah.
Crunchy honey is also quite good. And crunchy milk powder, epically good. but yeah, but there are like food that that makes like like mad sounds, like the zucchini, eating the zucchini or eating the pumpkin. Right. They're fucking extremely loud.
What? No, I think no. So here's the difference. So they're all actually the same volume, but they're more distinctive to the surroundings. But the actual sound itself doesn't pierce through the soundscape.
Yeah,
that's
true.
That's the difference there. So when you're reloading, it's click, 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 click. Do you know what I mean? And that nothing else sounds like that in the game. So it's very difficult to distinguish. If you're walking with no shoes on, there's a little like a, you know what I mean? Like it's very difficult to hear that.
I mean, I get a lot of these like people that I've seen stream or in game, and I'm also quite a victim of this as well. I'm in a bush and I'll load a magazine up, and then someone will come and off me, and I'm like, how the fuck did they know I was there? They're fucking cheating cunts, man. Honestly, I fucking hate them. Kill them off. Fucking admins, get on it. I'm the fucking bellend that's loading a fucking loud magazine.
Yeah.
And he's got his hearing up looking for the said person that killed his buddy or killed him. So I'm the idiot.
Yeah.
Or said person who claims, that person's a fucking idiot, man. He's a stream sniper.
You guys just need to pay attention to the changes that are happening, because we're all used to this soundscape that they've got at the moment, but they are making these changes right now, but they're doing them slowly so we can learn them. Then now is the perfect opportunity to not get left behind. Learn these changes that they're making so we can then utilize them, you know what I mean, and learn them and win against the people that haven't.
A big one that's prevalent on Livonia at the moment, it becoming free, and the mouse.
Ooh, yeah.
And the new map that will be coming out in Sakal. Is it Sakal?
Sakal, suck it.
Sakal, suck it, motherfucker. So it will be wringing your clothes out. Now, back in the day, wringing your clothes out would just not make a sound. You could literally wring your clothes out, just go around a few things, didn't make a sound. Now, it makes the squelchiest, like,
it's
spongiest,
gross,
weird sound, man. It is fucking horrible.
It's gross. And I think that sound design, whilst the sound itself is fine, I don't think it matches the action 100%, if I'm honest.
No, the Tearing of the Rags one comes on the last third.
You didn't have a fucking strawberry lace?
No, no, I'm not.
What is it? What flavour is it this time?
No. Yeah, like I was going to kick it that way. Yeah, like, this one's black currant, sir.
Sucker.
No, no, no.
Oh, sorry.
No, I just had a drink.
Oh,
just had
okay.
A mouthful of drink.
Just, I swallowed in two parts.
You were the one who wanted me to get this sensitive fucking mic, by the way.
Hey, I'm regretting every decision I've ever
made. You should.
Fuck you.
But like I was saying, like the rag sound comes off at the end, the last third, and it just does like a few rips. And actually, if you've noticed, the circle doesn't go away. So actually, the full circle gets hit and you still are cutting the rag for at least half a second.
Oh shit, I've just realised how prevalent it is that we're talking about your fucking strawberry lace mouth in an episode all about
sounds. But the next one, there's the most sinister sound, as you can hear someone crafting a fucking bone knife for miles. Honestly, I've heard someone doing it in DayZ, and I do a lot of bone knifery in the mouse at the moment, and it's just fucking awful.
Yes, it's not a very appetizing sound at all, is it?
Oh, it's horrible. It's absolutely horrible.
You know, some people are like nails on a chalkboard, other people are like mouth noises, some people
eating
that fucking bone sound, mate. Yeah, it's. Yeah. I don't mind it. It's not nice. I wouldn't choose to listen to it, but you actively hate it, don't you?
I can't believe how bad it is. It's so, like, it gets to my teeth. Like, my teeth hurt when it's making that sound. I'm like, oh, what the fuck is going on here? I have to have bones. I've got to have at least a stack of 10 bones on my thing, but actually making bone knives, I'm like, oh, is it the last option? Come on. Oh, it's mad. Absolutely mad. I think things as well, they've changed. Like, sounds that they've really changed before we get on to, like, sounds that players make. Sounds like fire. Making the fireplace is a lot louder now.
Well, there wasn't a sound to it before at all, was there?
No, but people have got round for it.
Oh, have they?
It's not really a glitch. Yeah, basically, you put your kindling on the floor and light your kindling, then add the sticks.
Oh, yeah. That's how I make it sometimes. It's just quicker, isn't it?
It don't work in real life.
Yeah, it does. You start small and then you build your fire, don't you?
Well, either way, just that's probably the way you want to make less sound, is to do it that way.
Yeah.
Light your kindling, insert logs / sticks.
So I'm glad you mentioned player sounds.
Yes.
Now, I'm very aware this episode's not coming out the week that we're recording it, and in fact, it's coming out the week after. So this episode, today is technically the 28th. Happy 28th, everybody. Happy last Friday of June. I hope there's a heat wave or something. But
oh, please.
When 1.25 came out, it was widely reported that zombies were infected. Sorry. Infected were incredibly bugged or hypersensitive, OP, all of that kind of stuff, right? And that had a lot to do with, in the change notes, they adjusted the attenuation of character action sounds. So like everything we've been talking about, crafting things, running, hungry, all of that kind of stuff. Well, they were all pretty much at 50 meters, but now they've adjusted them where like running is at 50 meters, but your tummy rumbling is at like 10 meters or something like that. So they've done a lot of soundscape working. And what they also did at the same time, without adding it to the patch notes, I might add, is made the Zeds way more sensitive to the sounds you make as a character, regardless if there was something in between you or not. So if you were like on the other side of a building, it would hear you like with no degradation to that sound. Does that make sense?
Yeah, makes complete sense.
Right. So going off of that, today, the 17th of June, 2024, Daisy announced a experimental update that they say has features a fix of infected improved hearing capability and detecting sounds through fewer objects. Now, I don't really know what that means because when you click on the patch notes, it doesn't really mention it. It just says, rework the optimization to the noise system. Infected will now hear through less objects than they did in 1.24 instead of more objects. So I think what that means is that they've taken some things out. Let's say, for instance, a zombie would hear you through a fence, but it wouldn't hear you through a house. I think what they did with 1.25 is that they included more things that they could hear you through, like houses or a train or whatever, and how aggro they became on that.
They are so more sensitive with their hearing. You can do the like your stealth walking, but if you go to like stealth walking faster, like a mini stealth jog, it would hear you instantly. So you had to be the minimum walking. So actually, it's just teaching your patience, which is one of our tips.
I'm game for it.
You're gonna have to, you know, the zombies are now a threat.
I am here for it. It's a pain in the ass, but we need to have that balance of they can hear me, but I need to be able to deal with them better. Whether there's a shoe that I can go for, like a military shoe that doesn't give me max, because you know when you wear your footsteps, wear your shoes, it changes how loud your footsteps are. You know what I mean?
Boots
all
are
of
very
the military
loud.
Ones are all very loud, but they're the ones you want to go for the durability, you know what I mean?
And the insulation.
Yeah, but give me something to go for. Give me the military boot that's also quiet. Make it rare. I mean, I don't give a fuck.
Just a few patches ago, they upped the, like, or lowered the melee, or upped the health of the... I think they lowered the melee so you wouldn't kill the zombies so
easily. No, remember they introduced the categories? They made sharps and blunts.
Yeah. Yeah, sharps and blunts on which ones were more effective on infected, which ones more effective on survivors and so on and so forth. And, you know, just give us something. You can only one-tap a zombie with one weapon now, which is the fire axe.
And even then that doesn't work half the time.
And even then you have to power hit them right in the like head neck region.
Yeah, and get like the fucking random number generator.
Yeah,
like,
basically.
Say, yeah, ding, 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 you won the jackpot.
Yeah, give us more one-tappers, man. You know, why is the hatchet any different to an axe?
Yeah, it doesn't need to be hard. It needs to be balanced. That's what it is. It's good if it's hard, but it has to be balanced. If it's
BI
not...
have had a massive issue with balancing over the years, hence why the community servers, some people just play the community servers constantly because they feel that is more balanced. Like the Karma Cruise servers have... you know, balance their shit, really.
You got to understand, though, I do give it to BI, where we are a community of thousands upon thousands of people, and we all have an opinion, and we all feed off each other, and server owners borrow off of server owners, borrow off of server owers, you know what I mean? On and on and on. BI are innovating this stuff to begin with. So they are a small team compared to the community. They'll innovate these changes, and then... community will fix it and then BI will take that on board. Do you know what I mean? We're almost like their quality assurance testers.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's how it feels, I think. So I'm really not that mad about it. It's a good direction to go in. I don't think... Well, no, but I'll tell you what. I am glad that they've decided to rework it again. So they made the fuck up, in my opinion. It was a fuck up. But then they've also listened and then reworked it within the space of... what, a week or two? 2 weeks?
Oh, you're not even 14 days. It's been about, you know, 10 days.
Yeah, like I'm up for that. That's fine by me.
Yeah, 100%. You know, zombies do need to create a...
threat.
A threat. But this is for another episode, Andy. AI and zombies.
Yep.
The old zombies. This one will make another great episode on talking about what could happen, and what will happen.
Or what could happen.
Or what could happen. I said that twice. It was amazing. Have an echo. Echo. But moving on to the player sounds.
I love your little... I was just silent and you went...
Yeah, like,
it's like a pity laugh to yourself.
Oh well, he didn't rise to that one, cunt.
That's twice you've said the C bomb. I think one more, and we're going to be well, nothing really, because we're not on YouTube.
Listen here, mate. Fucking devil's going to fucking tell you who you fucking are, mate. Fucking giving me shit like that.
You're a goth,
I'll fuck you right up. You're fucking gobshat.
You're a goth. Are you one of them goths, like?
You're fucking schlag.
I'm sorry for anyone who doesn't know what I'm about, but
yeah.
If you don't, just YouTube Devo. Legend.
Yeah, legend. But yeah, so moving on to the player sounds. Like I say, I find that the players give themselves away a higher ratio on their sounds than they do their sight. Like, I hear a player a lot more times than I see a player.
Yeah.
But sometimes I've got to trust my instinct. And even if I don't trust my instinct, just follow through, like, and double check corners if I think I heard something. That's my main drama, actually believing in my ears.
Yeah. Yeah, I get that.
The amount of times I've gone, I thought I heard someone in a bush outside. Nah, fuck it.
Yeah.
I've just left the building and then I'll get lit up.
The thing is, right, that bush has cried wolf too many times for me to, and it's put me in a bad situation where I don't listen to it anymore, and I really should. So, you know, like, you'll be sitting, I don't know, in a building or whatever, and you feel like you've heard someone in a bush, but what it is really is not...
It's the windy bush.
Yeah, the windy bush. It's not the Daisy sound of someone walking through the bush. It's an IRL sound of someone walking through a bush. So our brain goes, someone's moved that bush. But actually, it's just the sound that they've used to wind it. Do you know what I mean? It sounds like there's someone there, but that's because that's what it would sound like IRL. And it just fucking gets that me as a every person. Time. Yeah.
But the amount of times I think I've heard someone and I go, fucking, I didn't hear anyone. Boom. They've stayed silent because they've known they've made a noise.
Yeah.
And then you've left the building.
You are dead.
Yeah. Sha-ting, you're dead.
Yeah, pretty much. So, no, yeah, you're it's definitely mad. Right. I think we've got a tip, actually, is just listen, something like that. But, listening. The only thing I find difficult with listening is that you can't tell whether things are above or below you.
No, that's true.
Like Tarkov, you can. Tarkov, you can hear if people are on like a different floor, like it gets a bit boomy. You can tell whether they're right above you. Do you know what would be really... Oh, my God. Do you know what would be really good?
What?
If someone was above you in a house, if like little tiny, almost imperceivable dust particles came off of the ceiling.
Yeah. Yeah, that would be heavy.
Not all the time where you can trace them, but little hot spots that if they walk on them, it just drops a little tiny bit of dust. That would be so sick.
Yeah, even if they've taken their shoes off and you personally can't hear them, a little bit of dust drops. You're like, actually, that'd be fucking epic.
How? Right. Okay, now listen, we do this all the time. We come up with fucking sick ideas and then Karma Crew implement it.
Yeah, mic's on it. Yeah. Mic's on it. I can hear his cocks working.
Watch that become a feature, Frostline.
Yeah, that's fucking mad. Like I say, like ones that are preferent as well, that I find is when people are cold, when they make the shiver sound.
Yep.
The sneeze of when they're unwell.
Yep.
The stomach grumble of a starving man or woman's. Or that...
Oh, no, don't. Don't. The fuck is wrong?
Triggered.
Dude.
Triggered.
I just took my headset off. Like, oh my God, I can feel it in my ears.
But you know what sound that is?
No, you know what I'm going to have to do as well? I'm going to have to listen to that a couple of times to edit it.
I know you do.
Fuck you, man. Fuck you.
Oh, yeah. You can't really get your bone out of your body and start making the sound, though. To grind my gears.
I'm like, I'll show him. Snaps off my fingers. Like,
look at that sound. Guess what sound? But yeah, like, the one where you're dying of thirst is an epically
horrible
sound, but it's very loud, and you can really tell where the player is in your vicinity. But there are other sounds that I find, like loading. It you can't really hone the loading down too much, but you know what general area that is, and can be heard a further distance to, say, someone that's starving and stuff, if you get what I'm saying.
Yeah, I get what you're
saying. The sounds that you can really hone in and, like, yeah, I know what room they're in. I know exactly where they are. And the sounds that you don't know exactly where they are in the room.
Right.
Well, I've got a set of Astros, guys, and it is hardware dependent.
Fucking show off. Listen to him. Listen to this little bitch.
We had a good mic, but Andy went and fucked it.
Hey, you can still use that mic in game. Just use this mic for podcasting.
No.
Well, then, fuck you then, buddy.
Hey, buddy.
You know what?
How's your buddy,
you
guy?
F4.
Ooh, now he's really hitting the emotional roller coaster.
Yeah, that's for the PC players out there.
Yeah, cartwheel. Was it a moat wheel?
Yeah, cartwheel.
Cartwheel. Jesus.
So when you like, want to scroll for your weapons, it's the bang wheel.
Don't do a cartwheel with a tartan skirt on.
Moving on.
But yeah, what we were saying is geezers, survivors can be easily picked up with footsteps as well. People with boots are louder. People with trainers are not as loud, but people always want the higher insulation boots and will be heard on, you know, like roads or buildings really easily. Like, you could be in a building next door, and when someone walks in that building next door to you, it sounds like they're in your fucking building, but it's because footsteps are extremely loud, aren't they?
Yeah. Yeah, I hate that.
But, you know, look, I remember, what's the one? Oh, Livonia. Right, we're in Nadbor. You got the area with the apartments, right?
Yeah.
And next to it, you got a grandma's house. And when you're in the grandma's house, fuck me, you can hear everything that goes on in that apartment. Now, when some giant douches build their like base in that apartment, you can hear them do absolutely fucking everything, and you're like, I really want to get at them, but you just can't. And if you move, they can hear everything that you do.
Wait, so are you suggesting that different buildings have different like sound insulation?
No, I'm not suggesting that at all. I'm just saying, if you're in a building, the building next door to you is like they've got like a joint sound bubble.
So, right, okay. Yeah, okay. I see what you're saying, because there is that point as well. You know when you step into a doorway where the outside noise gets really quiet? You know what I mean? And like the high white noise of the air and the trees and that suddenly goes to nil.
Stops.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay,
but
I get what you're saying.
You can still hear someone's footsteps in the building next door to you, like they are next, like in the same building as you. Like you are, like there's no like wall between you.
Oh, gotcha, bro. I gotcha.
Yeah.
Well, there you have it. I mean, with all these changes that we've got coming up with DayZ, I mean, even like I said, as today, DayZ have released a hotfix experimental update to do with the sound and how the sound works in the game. I think that development on the soundscape is very much needed, and I'm excited to see where it goes. Like, it's went wrong, like I said, in my opinion, it went wrong, and now they've fixed it and it's going to be tweaking and things like the SKS sound, man. If things sound as good as that sounds in their own respect, that's a win for me.
100%. The SV98 or shotguns and the SKS, them sounds are epically good now. So if they can keep working on that curve and working on that, and they can improve on the sounds of other guns to make them like
ride that wave.
I say IRL, but I don't know what half them guns sound like IRL. So what we would perceive as IRL sounds.
I like it. I like it a lot. Friendly.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to paint their door a vibrant shade of blue. Others have the need to decorate their bathroom with fish, anchors, and other nautical items. And because each homeowner has unique needs, Geico helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with Geico.
Video of the week, Video of the week today is won by someone that's, I don't know if he's actually won a video of the week, but it has been mentioned a few times on our podcast, and it's Tommy. Tommy released a video 8 days ago. He's won one before. Well, he's winning another one, because he's just so fucking goo. I dominated from Daisy's smallest base. So, yeah, I think it tells you what it does on the tin. He dominated a server from Daisy's smallest base. So catch him and his trusty squad of Glaz and JLK, and there'll be I think it's a half an hour video, a 30-minute video, but it's really good. It's actually a really good watch. It's one of the ones, algorithm hitting titles.
That's one of those titles that we were speaking with Golden Rex about, isn't it? One of those, those algorithm-friendly titles. Okay, yeah, that's good. Do you know what? I'm going to be brutally honest. I've only ever watched that one Tommy video.
I've got him. Yeah, I've got him, like, as the ones I watch regularly now.
Oh, have you? Mm. I, see, I always watch them. Every video of the week, I'll always watch it. But then when I go back, because I watch so many YouTube videos, not just Daisy either, really, my feed is just all a mishmash. So it will only really recommend me the Daisy content creators that I always watch. So it's very hard for new ones to slip in if I've only watched one of their videos. So Tom is one of them. But now that you've mentioned it on the podcast, is one another episode.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to watch him again, aren't I?
Yeah, and I will update the video of the week list soon.
At some point.
No, soon. No, I'll do it when I get TAMS.
In a roundabout way.
Guts to do it, boss.
Friendly? I said a tip. Hop. Tip. The tibbit. The tip. Tip. Top. You don't stop the rock until the bounce, baby. Don't stop the rock until the rhythm of the just the tip.
Yeah. Pow.
You ready for just the tip?
I'm ready for the tip.
This is such a waste not to use this as a tip for this episode. Of course it's about sound. It's about sound camouflage, let's say. What can we call it? We'll figure out.
Basically, incognito?
No. Incognito.
Oh,
because,
yeah.
Incognito, because this is about coffin. So, not the Pokemon.
Oh, I was going to say, what about Weezing?
You dick. This is about coughing.
Team Rocket.
You've probably seen a fairly popular short on YouTube, but we're all allowed to use the same content because that's the rules, right, Dave?
Yeah.
Good. When you have a cough on PC, press F10 or F9. Let's figure that one out. F10, it does the shush emote. Puts your finger in front of your mouth and it will stop you from coughing and sneezing and giving away your position.
Spluttering.
Now, that's not always doable, especially if you've got a gun in your hands or you're in the middle of a fight or something like that. Sitting there with a shush is you're not going to be very battle ready if someone bursts in the door of the room that you're hiding in. So, an alternative to that would be to gag yourself. If you gag yourself, your coughs and sneezes are all muffled, like, you know, like when you're wearing a helmet, like a motorcycle helmet.
Yeah,
they're like that. They're like muffled and quieter.
100%.
So you'll be coughing, but then it will be much quieter.
That's a real good tip.
You're welcome. Incognito. That's actually a sick name. Well done, Dave.
Yeah. Well done, Andy.
Well done, Dave.
Give yourself a pat on the back and a gold star, sir.
Do you remember? Give yourself
a shiny. Amazing.
No.
Amazing. He's going to have my pants right down.
I'm using that for the digga 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 dit. Amazing. He's going to have my pants right down.
Basically, this fatherland overtakes his dad. He's like, oh, he weren't happy with me. He weren't happy. He's going to have my pants right down.
I don't know how long this episode's going to be. I'm pretty sure that we've got quite a bit to cut out because we had a lot of Googling. But we realised how unprepared we were and had to do a bit of Googling in the middle of this one, didn't we?
Brother.
But yeah, thank you very much for listening to another episode of Friendly Daisy Podcast. This is episode 86. Listen to this.
Oh, yeah, boy.
Boy. Oh, wait, is this episode 86? Yeah, episode 85 was Community Chronicles, right?
Yeah.
Dude, I love being one ahead. I love it.
Yeah, I much prefer...
Because it makes editing so much easier. There's less stress, not rushing. But fuck me, does it mess with my ability to remember what episode we're on.
Yeah, 100%, man, 100%.
It pop against me every time.
Oh, have we finished now? We just chatting.
We are just chatting. That's this podcast. We've done 86 episodes, Dave. We do just chat.
I know, I do love chatting. Do love chatting to you, Andy.
Oh, yeah, so we're done. Thank you very much, I guess. We'll wait and see what the future holds for the sound.
100%. And guys, don't forget to check out our live streams on YouTube and Twitch and check out the merch store. Is there anything that you want in the merch store that's not there? Put it in the Discord. Pop in, let us know. Anything that you want us to do on the stream, anything you want us to do, come into the stream, let us know. Like, hi guys, I didn't quite understand what you said in the podcast. Is there any chance that you can show me? And then, I'll take knock out one of them hooker zombies and show you.
I don't want to make a habit of this, but the other week, I think, was it Oisted? I think it was Oisted. He said, oh, any chance you can pop this t-shirt up with, like, this change of the design? I was like, yeah, fuck it, no problem. Whacked it up, you know, we're very amicable. Or amicable? Is that's not the right word.
Amicable? Amicable, no, it's when you split up amicably. Amenable.
Yeah. Amenable, there we are, yeah. Dave. You know, we like to give back to the... Yeah, it's like buying merch, but honestly, you should see the profit margins we have on our merch. It's
minimal.
It's lucky we don't have to buy it outright. Let's say that.
It's lucky that we actually don't have to... When you buy it, we have to put a couple of quid in as well.
That we don't, that's a lie. But we would have very angry partners if if we had to put fund that to begin with, because, yeah, our profit margins aren't for us, let's say that.
Yeah.
We should end it there. I'm actually roasting.
Yeah, I'm pretty warm.
Your hot potato stuff. Hot potato. We should probably do an announcement next time we go live. Mine was a week and a half ago, so you missed it.
Oh, I haven't been live for about 3 weeks now, which I need to rectify.
You son, really? Are you joking?
2 weeks. Been 2 weeks.
You had people sub, bro. You need to stream.
I know. It's just I haven't had lifetime.
No, like stream tonight. Do it.
No, I can't.
See? Why?
Because I'm gonna go to bed at like 10:30. Yeah, I'm in work 7:30 in the morning. So.
I tried, guys. I tried.
Don't worry, they don't want me to stream just yet. They like me to do it whenever it's perfect, the perfect moment.
Next time he's live, don't sub, all right?
Don't do
fuck
that,
that guy.
Don't
fuck
do that
guy.
Don't do that.
Yeah, I'm gonna.
No, don't do that. That's how we can.
I've done it.
That's how we get people returnings.
I've done it. Returnings,
the profits.
Let's leave it there. Thank you very much for listening to yet another episode of Friendly A Daisy podcast. I've been Dave.
He's been Andy.
Be good. Love you lots. Until next time.
Ciao for now.
Went
really close to it.
Yeah, I can tell.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to paint their door a vibrant shade of blue. Others have the need to decorate their bathroom with fish, anchors, and other nautical items. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.